弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴在主日的清晨我们可以在这里敬拜神。
We're so glad that we can worship God together in the morning.
那这个周末我们在一起有很多的机会来思想有关神的事情。
This weekend we have a lot time to ponder upon matters regarding God.
那么星期五晚上我们讲到神的存在。
On Friday night, we talked about the existence of God.
那么昨天跟今天早上，我们都思想了有关神的旨意。
And yesterday and this morning, we talked about the will of God.
那今天早上的这个时间，我们来思想有关神的公义。
And this morning, we're going to think about the righteousness of God.
所以有关神的事情不是抽象的。
So the things about God is not abstract.
不是说离我们非常遥远的。
It's not something remote.
我们希望说通过这几天的学习，我们知道有关神的事情是跟我们的生活密切相关的。
So we hope that we learn that the things about God it has something really close to our life.
所以我们今天来思想神的公义的问题。
So today we're going to think about the righteousness of God.
以前有一对夫妻。
There's a couple.
这夫妻结婚五年了。
They married for 5 years.
有一天早上呢，这个妻子呢突然间啊，就是被她的丈夫推醒。
And suddenly, a wife was awakened by the husband.
然后她看到她先生的时候，她先生发现呢，用她的手就在指她的口。
And She saw that the husband is pointing, using the finger to pointing to his own mouth.
因为不知道突然间发生什么事情，他没有办法讲话。
And for some reason, he just realized that he couldn't speak.
所以于是赶快就把这个先生送到了医院去做各种各样的检查。
So immediately they take him to the hospital for a checkup.
所以检查报告呢，很快就出来。
And it came out, the report came out rather quickly.
原来这个先生有一个脑瘤在他的啊，在他的头部。
It turned out there was a tumor in the brain.
于是这个癌症的治疗接下来就是啊，让这个家庭花费了很多的精力。
So it took a lot of energy for the family to go through the surgery.
那么经过手术之后呢
？And after the surgery,
这个先生呢，好像已经。不能记起以前很多的事情。
Looks like the husband lost quite a bit of memory.
已经完全是一个不同的人了。
Became a kind of different person.
所以每天24小时呢，都需要有人看护。
24 hours, he requires someone to care for him.
那这对夫妻啊，还有刚刚有一个小的小的 baby 啊，小的婴儿。
And they just had a baby in the family.
一夜之间他们的生活就完全变了样子。
And the world turned upside down overnight.
所以接下来的三年呢，他们都一直在挣扎啊这个事情。
They struggled for 3 years afterwards.
结果三年之后啊，这个先生的癌症再一次的复发。
So there's a regression the cancer to the husband.
结果不久他就去世。
And he passed away afterwards.
那这样的留下了妻子跟一个非常小的孩子。
So the wife with a little baby, a little child was left behind.
所以
they were left behind.
这是一个真实的故事。
And this is a true story.
而且这样的事情呢，就发生在我们生活的周围。
And this kind of stories happens around us.
不论是我们自己的家庭。
Whether it's in our own family,
还是我们的亲戚或者是朋友
or among our friends and relatives,
我们常会听到有这样的事情发生，这样的悲剧，这样的苦难临到。
We heard this kind of sad story, sufferings around us.
如果这些事情临到那些所谓罪大恶极的人身上
，If these things happen to people so-called, if happens to those so-called bad people,
我们。可能会说这些人是罪有应得。
We may say, well, they deserve it.
但是这些事情偏偏发生在很多普普通通的人身上。
But it turns out that it happens to ordinary people too.
所以我们就会问这样的问题。
So question like this came up.
上帝 在哪里呢？
Where is God?
如果有上帝存在的话，他是不是公平的呢？
If there's such a God, is he really just?
这些事情为什么会临到我们的身上？
Why do these things happen in our life?
苦难
Suffering
是自古就有的话题。
It's a subject, that we try to answer since, day one.
各种的宗教都试图去解释苦难的问题。
There are many, religions try to, explain, the suffering.
但是到现在我们依然面对着同样的问题。
But till today, we still are facing the same, the very same question.
特别是当苦难临到了你跟我的身上。
Especially if this happens to us in person.
我们很自然会问，神啊，你在哪里？
It is natural for us to, ask, where are you, God?
神啊，这个事情公平吗？
God, is this really fair?
今天我们来看这段经文是诗篇的第十三篇。
Passage we're reading is, Psalm chapter 13.
只有短短的十三节的经文。只有短短的六节的经文。
It's a, very short six, verses.
那这六节的经文就描写了大卫他在经历被敌人追赶，他所经历苦难的时候他的一个心理的路程。
So it talks about the journey of, David, who is going through the persecution and the suffering, when he was pursued by the enemy.
圣经告诉我们大卫是神所喜悦的人。
We learn from the Bible, that, David is one, loved by God.
一个神所喜悦的人也不免要经受这样的苦难。
Even someone loved by God still needs to go through suffering, such as this.
所以当他被敌人追赶的时候，
So when he was pursued by the enemy,
那么当他的生命悬于一旦的时候，
When his, life is, on the balance,
他内心的呼喊，
The cry from, from his, heart,
他所经历过的心理的路程，
The, journey, the things went through his mind,
或许会帮助我们今天
maybe it will help us
来面对苦难
today to face our own challenges
我们将如何去效法大卫
how can we, learn from God, learn from David
那么知道怎么样来面对苦难
to, face the suffering
中国有句俗话
there's a saying in Chinese
叫天有不测风云
So the things happen in life,
人有旦夕祸福
unexpected, unexpected things happen in life, and we have unexpected things, happen in our life too.
所以人生皆有苦难。
So there are, suffering in this world.
人类对苦难好像似乎是束手无策。
It seems that we have, there's nothing we can do, to these sufferings.
即使在现代我们的科技跟医学这个高度发展的今天
So even, with our, the advancement of, medicine and or technology
还是有很多的事情我们没有办法
that we seem to be helpless, facing many things
人类的苦难并没有减少
the suffering, has not been reduced
人类如何去面对苦难这种的需要也没有被减少。
The need or ability to face, the, suffering, the, still there.
所以面对苦难，我们首先问的问题，第一个问题是为什么？
The first question usually come to our mind is why.
为什么会有苦难？
Why does, this happen? Why does suffering happen?
你知道我们华人是常常是来自一个文化，有佛教很多的影响。
Chinese has a lot of, Buddhist.Influence in our society.
所以佛教是这样讲说，你如果受苦难呢，是因为你上一个辈子做的坏事做的太多了。
So, they may say, the reason you have, suffering this year, right now is because of the karma, because of things you have done in the past.
所以他管这个叫业哈。
They call that karma.
所以这一到今生呢，你要。做很多的善事，这样可以消业哈，把这个过去的罪孽减除一点。
So that you need to do a lot of good things in this life, so you can reduce the, the things accumulate.
那这样的话，到下一辈子的话，下一生的话， 你或许就会少一点苦难。
So you have less suffering in your next life.
所以如果有人相信这个的话呢，他就要天天的吃斋呀、念佛呀、积德呀、行善呢。
If you believe in that, then you have to follow the rituals and also do good deeds.
但是到底你前生有多少的业被积累下来呢？其实这个人并不知道的。
So actually, the person who follow this religion doesn't know how much karma he has accumulated.
那么他积累下来的这些个业有多少已经被你给消除掉了呢？
There how much the bad things you have cancelled out in this life?
是20%还是30%？
Whether it's 20% or 30%.
其实也没有人告诉你。
Nobody can really tell you.
而关键是这个东西是不是真的有效呢？
And more importantly, no one really knows if this is really true or effective.
所以他们也是没有答案的。
They don't really have an answer.
所以基督教怎么样来解释苦难
？So how does Christianity answer this question about
suffering? 基督教解释苦难呢，是一个难题。
And they think this is a paradox.
为什么说是难题呢
？Why do you think that's a difficult question?
因为我们相信的上帝是一个全能的上帝。
Because we believe of Almighty God.
我们相信的上帝是一个慈爱的上帝。
And at the same time, we also believe He's a merciful God.
所以这样的话我们就说那世界上为什么会有苦难如果神爱我们他为什么要我们受苦呢
So the question comes to question that why is a God that is almighty and all merciful we still have all the suffering in this world
如果他是全能的什么事情都可以做他为什么不可以阻止这些个事情发生呢
If he is almighty why couldn't he simply stop all these bad things from happening
所以在神学上呢这个叫神议论。
So in theology, we call this theodicy.
这就是我们每天面对的问题。一旦有了苦难，我们就说：为什么是这样？神是不是爱我们呢？他为什么不会阻止这些事情发生呢
？So these are the questions come to our mind whenever things happen to us. Why does it happen? Why doesn't is God loving? Does He love us?
其实呢，问为什么？其实一个主要的目的是我们还是想尽量说我们怎么样将来避免这些事情发生
In fact, the reason behind the question is we are trying to seek a way of avoiding this from happening in the future
或者说我怎么样去面对这些事情发生
Or at least how we can face or deal with the suffering today
这个是很难面对的事情
These are things difficult for us to deal or face
很多人没有预备说我这一生会遇到苦难
Many people are not prepared to face these sufferings
所以当苦难来临的时候他一下就乱了分寸
So when this does happen we lost the way around
所以有一个人当他诊断出来他得了癌症之后
So when someone was diagnosed with cancer
他既不吃也不喝每天情绪低落哭哭啼啼这样子
He cried and unable to eat all day long.
So, 很快他就会去世了。
And then he is not going to last long.
甚至在癌症夺走他生命之前，自己已经被自己吓死了。
Before the cancer can take his life, he had probably scared himself to death.
所以，当面对一个苦难，是一个消极、悲观、一个这样的态度的时候。
So we, if we are facing the suffering with a passive attitude,
我们很难有一个积极向上的态度。
It's hard for us to turn around and have a positive attitude toward.
就更不要说我怎么样发挥说我们生命的潜能了。
Not mentioning how to build up or live a better life.
怎么样在面对苦难的时候，你才能够有？积极向上的态度呢
But how can we have this positive attitude while facing the challenges?
这个不容易的哦。
It's rather difficult.
中国古代有一个哲学家叫庄子的。
There's a philosopher named 庄子 in the history, Chinese history.
那他的妻子去世。
So his wife passed away.
于是他的朋友都来安慰他。
And his friends came and tried to comfort him.
那他其中的一个朋友叫惠子
One of the friends is called Hui Zi.
也赶来啊，特别来慰问。
He came try to comfort Zhuang Zi.
那当他到达这个门口的时候
，So when Hui Zi reached his house,
那看见庄子坐在那个院子当中哈。
He saw Zhuang Zi was sitting in the courtyard.
他有一个铜盆啊放在面前哈。
Got a basin in front of him.
他一边敲那个盆，一边在唱歌。
He was just drumming on the basin and sing a song.
所以这是一个很有名的典故，叫《鼓盆而歌》。
So this is actually there's a story behind this famous story.
所以惠子就问他啊。
So 惠子 asked his friend.
说你太太去世，你不应该悲伤吗？你怎么反而来唱歌呢？
So wouldn't you be sad? Why are you still singing when your wife passed away?
他说，庄子是个哲学家嘛，哈。
As a philosopher.
他说，这个世界上本来没有我妻子这个人的。
庄子 said, there wasn't my wife before in the long past, long time ago.
那后来。这段时间呢，又有了我的妻子。
And then suddenly there is a woman which is my wife.
然后我们一起生活了几十年。
And this we lived together for some years.
所以他现在又没有了，又重新又消失了。
And then now she disappeared again.
他说我没有理由去悲伤啊。
What's the reason for me to be sad?
所以他说他就在那里啊，鼓盆而歌。
So that's why he said, that's why I'm singing.
所以庄子可以做到这一点啊。
So Zhuang Zi is capable of doing this.
但并不是所有人都可以做得到。
But not everyone can do things like this.
庄子确实悟出了人生的一点点的哲理。
So Zhuang Zi did see some truth of this life.
可惜他只知道了一半啊。
But he knows half of the truth.
他不知道将来的。事情他没有盼望。
He doesn't realize that in this way he doesn't have a future hope toward future.
那有多少人真正可以做得到像他这样子呢
？But how many even that? How many of us can be like a 庄子？
我们来看诗篇第十三篇这段经文。
So let's take a look at Psalm 13 now.
在苦难的时候。上帝随时成为我们的帮助。
So in suffering and trial, God is our help.
我们看看大卫怎么样面对苦难。
Let's see how David dealt with his suffering.
他怎么样以一个积极的态度来面对他人生中的挑战
？How can he face these challenges in life with a positive attitude?
所以希望这个大卫的经历能够成为我们的帮助。
So we hope that it will be helpful to you through the experience, David's experience.
诗篇第十三篇呢，一共有六节经文。
There were six verses in chapters, in Psalm 13.
这六节经文可以分成三段。
So you can roughly break it into three parts.
所以第一节跟第二节呢，是大卫这样向神来哭求。
So verse 1 and 2 is David cry out to God.
那么第三节跟第四节呢，是大卫的祷告，求神来帮助。
So, verse 3 and 4 is a prayer for David's prayer asking for God's help.
那第五节和第六节呢，是他向大卫向神来表明他的信心。
So verse 5 and 6 Dave expressed his faith to God toward God.
我们首先注意一下啊，虽然这是短短的六节经文分成三段，在这每三段的里面都有神的名字出现了一次。
So, even though it's a very short, we break the short passage into three sections, but every section has the name of God appear.
在第一节出现神的名字耶和华。
So here, verse 1, it has Lord in the verse 1.
第三节跟第六节又出现了神的名字。
In verse 3 and 6, there are two.
这个神的名字代表什么
？What does the meaning of that name？
这个神的名字
，What does that name mean？
代表说这是上帝，这个神是跟以色列人立约的神。
So the name is representing a God who has a covenant with the people of Israel.
所以 大卫不仅仅是说提到神的名字，他去提醒神，他也提醒自己说，这个神是跟以色列立约的神。
So, when he uttered the name of God, is a reminder for this covenant between God and Israelis.
他就会遵守这个约。
And he will follow and abide by this covenant.
所以他的慈爱跟保守是不会离开的。
And so God's mercy, love and protection will be with him.
那第一节跟第二节我们发现有一个短句啊，常常的出现哈。
So in verse 1 and 2 we notice there's a phrase repeating of
phrase. 他说耶和华啊，你忘记我要到几时呢？
It says that, oh, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever?
要到永远吗？
Will it be forever?
接下来又说要到几时呢？
And again he said, how long?
那第二节又说了两次说要到几时呢？
So verse 2, it repeated twice, how long?
当大卫重复的时候，
When David repeatedly using how long?
其实他告诉我们，他所信的这个神，
He's saying that the God he believes in,
他相信他有能力来拯救他。
He believes that he is capable of saving.
他不但有能力拯救，
Not only he can save,
而且他相信这个神呢是愿意拯救的。
He also believes he is a God who is willing to protect and save.
所以他问要到几时呢？
So that is why the question comes up. The question
只是现在神的拯救还没有临到。
It is because the salvation has not
他还在等候之中。
So he is still waiting for that salvation.
所以当他跟神反复的这样去讲的时候，
So repeating this in his prayer,
传达出大卫是有个信心，有个盼望在。
It's actually expressing the hope and the faith to God.
所以这告诉我们很重要的道理。
So this tells us an important truth.
那么当我们面对苦难的时候，
When we are facing the suffering,
首先我们要来到神的面前，
First we need to come before God,
将我们的感受，
to express our feeling,
将我们的需要向神来倾诉，
expressing our need and cry out to God.
很多时候啊，我们做基督徒会有一个有一个概念哈。
Sometimes Christian has such belief.
我们来到神的面前要确定说我们跟神讲要讲正确的事情哈。
So sometimes we think we need to say something correct before God.
我们从小长大的经历说到了一个有权威人的面前说话不能说错了。
So probably from our upbringing, we feel that we need to, we should not make mistakes before someone who is in authority.
哎，我们就会搞砸事情。
We may think worse if we say something wrong.
所以变成一个习惯，我们来到神的面前跟神去祷告的时候，我们也常常想到我怎么把这个话要说对了，我们忘记了我们跟神要讲我们真实的感受。
So very often with God we need to express our true feeling and desire, rather we just follow our upbringing and try to say something correct.
所以无论你是有痛苦，是有抱怨，是有忧伤，其实向神倾诉是你进入正确的这种恢复的一个第一步。
So it is actually the first step for you to reconcile or restore the relationship with God is to express your true feeling and desire.
这是我们跟神关系建立密切关系的一个非常重要的环节。
That is a very critical step in building up relationship with God.
当我的小女儿很小的时候
So when my daughter is a little,
那么他说他偶尔会生病。
So she got sick sometime.
那生病我就去关心他，问候他。
So I will try to talk and comfort her.
他会告诉我他身体很酸痛。
And she will say, oh, I'm aching here and there.
我说我就会问他你哪里痛啊。
And I'll say, where do you feel hurt?
他会跟我说他全身上下哪儿都痛。
So she will say everywhere.
因为如果感冒发烧流感就会身体非常的不舒服。
So sometimes that does happen when you have a flu.
会拉着手亲自去安慰他。
So I will
其实
comfort.
她跟我说与不说，她都是痛的。
Actually, she feels the same pain, whether talking to me or not.
我对她身上的痛也没有什么办法。
I cannot really reduce that pain.
但是当我跟她去这样沟通的时候
，But when I talk to her that way,
她信任，她信任她的父亲。
She trusts, her father.
告诉她真实的感受。
Share about her feeling.
我得亲自的安慰她。
And I, comfort her in person.
那父女之间的感情的沟通。
So there is a communication between the father and daughter.
所以同样的。
In the same way.
我们来到神的面前的时候。
When we come before God.
当我们把我们真实的感受告诉神的时候。
When we share our feeling to God.
就是神的灵在我们身上做医治工作的开始的一步。
And that is the beginning of the healing when God tried to help us.
所以大卫首先向神来哭诉。
So first thing David is cry out to God.
然后呢，他就向神来祈求。第三节、第四节，他祈求神来拯救他、帮助他。
In verse 3 and 4, then he start asking for God's help.
我们刚才说过，大卫是神所喜悦的人。
We mentioned earlier that God, David is a loved guy by God.
那么在他很小的时候呢，神就差派了先知撒母耳去高立他做以色列人的王。
So while he was a young, God sent Samuel to anoint him to be the future king of Israel.
那是什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
就是上帝借着先知跟大卫说，你将来要做以色列人的王。
So that means that God has chosen or tell David through the prophet that you will be the future king of Israel.
但是王啊，他还没签做成哈。
But before he can take the throne,
他却成了贼哈。
Become he was accused to be a thief.
因为中国有句俗话叫“胜者为王，败者贼”哈。
So that's in Chinese saying that the winner is the king and the loser is thief.
所以他到处的去逃跑，因为那个。
So he has running around, escaping the persecution.
被人来追杀哈。
And he was pursued by his enemy.
神说让他要做王，他心里想着哪天不知道我的脑袋就没了哈，被人家杀了。
He said, I'm not sure when I will be king, but I probably will lose my head very soon.
所以大卫在苦难当中啊，你发现他不是远离神，他是更来亲近神，他抓住神。
So we see that in these difficulties or suffering, the difficulty doesn't drive David away, rather draw him closer to God.
所以面对苦难的时候，不是要疏远神，凡事是要抓住神的。
So when you are in suffering, it is a time try to seize this opportunity to be closer to God.
为什么苦难临到可能没有答案？
Why is that there may not be an answer to your suffering?
但是我们通过圣经的记载，我们知道大卫在经历这些苦难的时候，是他跟上帝关系最亲密的时候。
But we can see that it is in during those suffering that David has the most the closest relationship or most intimate relationship with God.
你知道大卫一生都很好，就是犯了一件非常非常大的错误。
So you know most of his behavior is good, David in his life, but one thing.
他犯错误的时候，就是在他四境平安的时候。
It happens. The bad thing happens when the things just life is easy during that time.
他已经做了王，而且他的敌人马上就要被制服。他已经生活平稳。
He is already a king at the time, and the enemy is about to be vanquished.
我们看到这里在第五节、第六节。
So in verse 5 and 6.
第五节，这个我字是一个强调哈。
So the I here is
这强调说大卫说我。
So it's saying David I.
他是一个改变。
There's a change.
他改变说他要依靠神的慈爱。
It changed, he said, I want to trust in your steadfast love.
这里提到神的两个属性哈。
It talks about two characters.
一个神的慈爱。
that is God's love.
一个是神的救恩。
And His salvation.
这个慈爱啊，这跟我们中文没有一个特别的词来表达的。
So there's a hard to find the equivalent words in Chinese for this love.
因为这个慈爱是在希伯来原文里面是一个很特别的词。
Because in Hebrew this is a very special word.
是因为神爱以色列人跟他们所立的约。
So it is a love out of His covenant with Israelis.
神立了约之后，不论发生什么样的情况，神是会无条件的来持守这个约里面神所要做的事情。
So God is faithful to the covenant that He had with Israelis.
所以在英文里面呢，他们就特别创造了一个词来解释这个。
So in English they made up try to translate this word.
所以不是简单的说 love， 而是说 love kindness。
And it used the word love kindness, or in the NIV says steadfast love。
所以这种神的慈爱是大卫信心的一个基础。
So this kind of love is the basis for David's trust in him。
所以面对苦难的时候
，So when we are facing suffering，
我们思想说，从我们过去的人生中，神是怎么样？有他的慈爱保守我们走过来。
So we draw the experience from the past, how God led us through the difficulties in the past.
当面对苦难的时候，我们是面对现今的状态。
When we are facing the suffering, it is what happening right now.
但是我们应该想到将来。
But we also need to think about our future.
将来就是第五节所讲的救恩。
So future is the what.Mentioned in verse 5, the salvation.
那么将来神的救恩完全实现的时候，
So when the salvation falls upon a person,
神给我们的盼望是什么？
What might be our hope be?
所以这是我们走出苦难的一条必经之路。
It is a path that we have to travel.
所以大卫经过了向神哭诉，求神的帮助，然后他改变自己的心态，增强了自己的信心。
So he cried out to God, asked for help, and then expressed his faith toward God.
环境可能依然是那样，没有改变。
The circumstance may be still the same.
但是大卫从抱怨变成了赞美。
But from complaints, it can be turned into a praise.
从愁苦就变成了欢欣。
It can turn the sorrow into joy.
他的态度是完全的改变。
The attitude can be turned around.
那我们以前认识一对夫妻哈。
So we know of we know a couple.
那么他们的生活是蛮安稳的。
They have a pretty easy and smooth life.
嗯，夫妻两个都工作然后呢，这个先生是做这种高科技工作的。
So the husband is in high-tech business.
非常聪明的一个人。
Very smart.
他太太信主。
The wife is a believer.
我们常常跟他去传福音。
So we try to preach to share the gospel with the husband.
但是他非常强硬，是不相信的。
But he's just very tough.
他这个非常聪明的一个人，常常会把别人都问的说不出来话这样子。
So because he's so smart, he can ask all the questions, and people was not able to answer.
那后来呢？他和几个朋友成立了一个公司啊。
So he started up a company with a couple friends.
好像有一些跟中国的公司有一些生意上的来往。
Then he started doing some business with some company in mainland China.
结果突然间有一天呢，他就被 FBI 就抓到监狱里去了。
And one day he was arrested by FBI.
因为美国政府控告他们说把他们以前工作公司的机密都透露到中国等等这样的事情。
Yeah, because the government saying that they shared the secret with the mainland government.
说是一个非常重大的变故哈。
So this is a big event in his life.
所以到了监狱里面，他只有一本书。
So in the prison, he has only one book.
大家知道什么书哈？
Do you know what that book is? That is the Bible.
所以你读乐意读也读，不乐意读也得读，除了这个没有什么东西哈，其他的。
So whether you like it or not, there's only one book for you to read.
所以他知道说这个很麻烦了。
He know that this is he's in such a tight.
他是不是能逃脱把这个事情搞定都不知道。
He couldn't really know whether he will be.
那么他所有在美国这么多年所积聚的这些财富，可能都会因为这场官司都付之东流。
So he doesn't know what the future is going to be, and all the fortune accumulated over time may be gone overnight.
那么有了这个经历的话，你将来在美国还怎么工作吗？
And how will you be have a job even in the future once you are once the crime is proven?
就是在苦难当中，这时候他才知道说，只有神可以帮助他。
So he realizes only God that can help him.
所以我们不晓得为什么苦难临到他，但是经过这个事情，他就真的是非常的相信神。
We don't know why does this happen to him, but we do know that he became a believer afterwards.
而且这个是非常棘手的一个案子。
And it is a very difficult case to handle.
不过也非常的奇妙，后来他们真是就是无罪开释哈。
But amazingly, they were released without prosecution.
所以有一个很圆满的结局。
And had a happy ending.
所以苦难当中我们怎么走出来
？So how can we can go through the suffering?
不是远离神。
It's not by leaving or.
而是要
moving away from God.
而是要更加的去亲近神。
But rather to.Be closer to God.
所以当面对苦难的时候
So when we are facing the suffering,
我们常常有一个好像天翻地覆的感觉
We probably feel our world is upside down.
我们常常问到说神是不是公义的
We ask the question whether God is just.
那神的公义是什么
So, but what is the righteousness of God?
我们常常以为神的公义是绝对公平哈
Sometimes we think that means that he's fair or evenly handled.
你知道
things are evenly handled.
在以前在亚洲的时候，这个老师都是非常严厉的哈。
You know that in Asia, the teacher they are very strict.
所以他常常手里拿一个戒尺哈。
Often they will have a stick in his hand.
然后你要背书的哈。
And you need to recite the.
你要说对了就没事哈。
If you can recite well,
你要说错的话，就拿这个戒尺打什么？打手板的哈。
Fine if you can recite the book, but otherwise, you will suffer under that stick.
所以我们想到神的公义的时候
，So sometimes we imagine the righteousness of God.
常常想到神也是这么非常一个严肃的一个老师一样哈。
We imagine he is such a strict teacher.
那我们一做错了，他马上怎么样？马上就来管教我们。
He will discipline us whenever we make a mistake.
这不是圣经讲神的公义。
That's not the righteousness.
神的公义是什么
？Of God in Bible.
神的公义是说他永远保持他属性的真实。
His righteousness is he makes sure he is truthful to his own character.
所以他的慈爱。
That is his mercy.
他的恩典。
His grace.
他的保守。
His
他的救恩。
His salvation.
这些都。不会改变。
That won't be changed.
所以当在苦难的时候，我们觉得好像天翻地覆，我们的环境都在改变。
So when we feel that the world is swirling around us, when bad things happening to us,
我们身体改变，健康改变。
It may be bad to our health, our physical condition.
我们经济情况改变，我们的家庭状况改变。
Our financial status, our family, our well-being.
但是这里面神的公义就提醒我们说，神没有改变。
But the righteousness of God remind us He is not changing.
我们好像感觉是在苦难时候，神离我们是远了。
The times we feel that God is moving further away from us when we are in suffering.
其实不然。
But in fact, that is not true.
神就在我们的身边。
God is with us.
面对苦难的时候，我们首先问很多问题。
So there are a lot of questions come to our mind when the suffering hit us.
所以第一个问题我们就问：为什么是我
？The question might be, why me?
我本身都是挺乖的嘛，还哈。
I have been pretty good person.
为什么这种事情会临到我的身上
？Why does this happen to me？
有的时候真的不知道原因哈。
It's a lot of times we don't know the reason.
我们读圣经知道圣经有一卷书叫约伯记的，对不对
？We read Bible. We know there's a book called Job.
那么一开卷这一书，我们读书我们就知道。约伯为什么会受到苦难？我们大家都清楚。
So if you read it, we know why that happens. The bad things happen to Job.
但是约伯自己知道吗
？But does Job know?
他不知道。
He doesn't know.
我们知道，他不晓得。
We know, but he doesn't.
所以他也问神呐。
So he asked God too.
为什么
？Why?
但是神最后回答他的时候，神问了他将近五十个问题。
God, toward the end, God answered by asking him close to 50 questions.
就是没有一句告诉他为什么这个事情会发生在他身上。
None of them tells Job why does this happen to him.
那到了最后，这个卷书的最后，我们知道约伯走过了这个苦难，他重新又得了健康，得了财富，又重新有了家庭，但是他还是不知道为什么这个事情发生在他身上。
So after Job went through the whole suffering and recover and regained the health and wealth, he still doesn't know what happened.
所以当苦难临到我们身上的时候，我们如果去问什么，我相信你也不一定会有答案的。
So if you ask that question when you are going through the suffering, you may not get the answer. Why?
因为我们生活在一个堕落的世界里面。
Because we live in a fallen world.
所以我们常常以为呢，我们每天就应该有平安的生活。
So we took the peace in this world for granted.
实际上不然。
In fact, it's not true.
实际上，如果我们生活是平安的话，那是恩典。
In fact, the peace in life is really a gift.
不是理所当然的。
It's not something you have the right
to. 因为在这个世界上，每个人都会遇到苦难。
Because we all have a share of the suffering in this world.
我记得以前有个年轻人呢，就说过说，哎呀，我生活很幸福的，我从来都没遇到过什么事情。
So I knew of a young person who said that, oh, my life is so smooth and nothing bad has happened.
所以旁边一个老人家说，你现在还没长大，天天在家里面，你现在自然是一切都好的了。
So there's an old person next to him saying, you are still living at home, so everything seems to be fine.
将来都会遇到的。
You have all the sufferings in the future.
今天这个信息就让我们说，我们有这样的思想预备。
So today's message hope to prepare for us.
世界上每一个人一生都会遇到一些苦难。
So we'll all have a share of the suffering in this world.
可能每个人遇到的苦难不一样。
Maybe we have a different suffering.
当你活到一定的年纪
，But when you live to certain age,
你都会遇到一些事情。
You will have experienced things.
没有人例外的。
None has exception.
甚至耶稣基督在这个世界上怎么样
？Even Jesus Christ in this world,
他也遇到苦难。
He has his share of suffering.
我们知道他的父亲约瑟的话，很早过世的。
We know that his father Joseph of this world.
所以他作为家里面的长子，他很早，大概可能那时候他只有十几岁，他就要承担起家庭的责任。
So as the oldest son, he probably need to take upon the responsibility of supporting the family.
所以耶稣，我们知道他是个木匠嘛，哈。
So we know that he is a carpenter.
所以大概他的父亲也是木匠哈。
It's likely his father is a carpenter too.
那父亲在的时候，他家庭的生活还至少是小康哈。
Maybe he's a kind of in good is it the life of is okay.
当他父亲去世
，when his father is alive, but when his father passed away.
Yeah, 当他父亲去世以后，我想他家里的生活就变得异常的艰难，他底下弟弟妹妹一大堆哈。
So I think the life become harder since they have family.
每个人都会遇到苦难。
So we all will have some suffering in life.
我们问了第一个为什么的问题之后
，So when we ask the first why，
那么很多时候我们会问第二个问题。是不是上帝在惩罚我
？Then we ask the second question, that is whether God is punishing me through the suffering.
是不是上帝 因为我做错了什么事，让这个事情临到我身上。
Is it because I have done something wrong, so God let this suffering happen to me?
所以我们要晓得我们相信的上帝是什么样的上帝。
So we need to know what kind of God we have.
你知道做父母的有时管教孩子哈。
So you know sometimes parents would discipline their children.
不是因为孩子做错了什么。
Not so much about they have done something wrong.
是因为正赶上那个时候你心情不太好。
Sometimes just because you are having a bad mood.
那小孩子，你高兴的时候，他怎么吵你都没事的哈。
So when you have a good mood, the kid can be naughty.
你又忙又乱，遇到一些事情，你心里正烦，他在吵的话，你就把他臭骂一顿或者打一顿这样子。
So, but when you are in a rush or in a bad mood, you may be really harsh to your kids.
然后你就问他，你知道为什么打你吗？
Then you will say, "Do you know why I discipline you?"
还当然不知道了。
And the kids would say,
他平常这样闹都没有事，
no,
为什么今天挨打还不知道
？So because he used to do this and without any consequences, and suddenly he is facing a consequence.
我们做父母的有的时候会这样。
And human parents may be like this.
但是你要知道，我们相信的神不是这样的神。
But we need to know the God we believe in is not like us.
我不否认。神会用一些苦难来管教他的儿女。
I do not deny that God used suffering to discipline his children.
但是如果神这样做的话，
But if he does,
你的心里应该非常清楚是为什么。
So you will be very clear what you have done.
因为不但你清楚，你周围的人也清楚。
Not only you are clear about it, your people, your friends around you knows that too.
因为他不会像我们做父母的这样糊涂哈。
The God will not be like us doing things out of pure emotion.
这就是为什么我们说神是一个公义的神。
That's why we say that God is a righteous God.
那么，神既然是全能又是慈爱。他为什么我们还会有苦难呢
？But why do we have bad things happen to us if God is almighty and merciful？
这是一个神学的难题。
It is a difficult question.
其实这是人的难题。
That is a difficult question.
不是神的难题。
People, not to God.
神是全能的神，没有错。
He is almighty God indeed.
神也是慈爱的神，也没有错。
Truly, He is also a merciful God.
但是我们。还是要有苦难的。
But then we still have, we're gonna have suffering.
只是人的逻辑转不过来这个圈子而已。
But our logic doesn't seem to be able to handle this.
在神是没有这个问题的。
To God, that is not a question.
所以这个标题是当坏事发生在好人身上。
So the subject title today is bad things happen to people.
因为这个是一个犹太的拉比哈，他曾经写过一本书，是这个题目。
Because that is title of a book written by a Jewish rabbi.
他叫 Krishna 哈。
His name is Krishna.
那他这本书发表之后，就成了畅销书哈。
It became a popular book.
那么连续几周啊，在《纽约时报》那个排行榜上都排第一名的。
It was ranked number one. In New York Times,
因为他就有一个孩子哈，一个儿子叫 Aaron 哈。
Because he has a son named Aaron.
那从小就得了一种早衰症哈，叫 premature aging.
His son has this premature aging disease.
所以当十几岁的时候，这个孩子就死去了哈。
So the kid passed away in his teens.
所以他面对生活中这样的困难。这样的压力
so he is facing difficulties and pressure in life.
他没有办法解释
He couldn't really
他说神不知道这些事情
He said God knows this.
所以他说当坏事发生在好人身上的时候
So he said when the bad things happen to the good people.
我们怎么样去解释
How do we explain it?
其实这个命题本身就有问题
So we know the premises is it
我们首先来看
Has a
什么是好事跟什么是坏事
So what is good things and what is bad things
圣经怎么讲
So, how does Bible tell us?
罗马书八章二十八节说：“我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。”
Rome chapter 8:28.
那么，没有一这世界上没有什么所谓的好事跟坏事。
So it says here, we know that all things God works for the good of those who love Him. So we know there's really no good, so-called good things and bad things.
所以这个世界上的事情应该分成两类的事情。
So there are two kinds of things happening in life.
一类的事情叫荣耀神的事情。
These are things that can glorify God.
另外一类事情叫不荣耀神的事情。
The things that cannot glorify God.
所以我们经历好的事情，我们可以荣耀神。
So when we going through the good things, we can glorify God.
当我们经历了所谓 quote unquote 所谓的不坏的事情、不好的事情的时候，
But when we going through a quote unquote bad things,
同样可以荣耀神。
We can also glorify God.
那么接下来继续看这命，谁又是好人呢？
But then who are the good people?
那么圣经讲没有义人。
But then God tells there's no righteous person.
连一个都没有。
No, not one.
因为生活在这个世界的人，我们生活在一个罪恶的世界。
Because we live in a fallen world.
这些灾难是不可避免的。
And because of that, there's no way to be around.
但是我们因着神的恩典。
But because of the grace of God,
借着耶稣基督
through Jesus Christ,
我们可以在神面前称义，
we can be justified before God,
才可以享受神将来给我们的祝福，
and we can enjoy the blessing.
但是在这个世界这段生活的时间内，
but in while we are dwelling in this world,
我们没有办法，我们还要面对苦难。
We have nothing. We have no way but to. Face the suffering.
但是苦难之中，我们依然可以荣耀神。
But even with even in the suffering, we can still glorify God.
在以前十六世纪的英国
，So in 16th century in Britain,
有一个很虔诚的基督徒。
There's a very faithful Christian.
那么他非常的贫穷哈。
He was very poor.
所以他没有钱去读书。
He couldn't receive a proper education.
那他呢就做这个非常简单的工作。
So he do some simple labor work.
后来他觉得说他对这个神的福音呢非常的有这个感动哈。
But he was moved and touched by the gospel.
他就到各处去讲道哈。
So he started preaching everywhere.
那他遇到了一个非常年轻的女孩，就跟他结婚。
And he met and married a young girl.
所以那个这个女孩呢，家里也是很穷的。
And that the girl is also coming from a poor family.
所以结婚的嫁妆呢，大概就是几本一本这个属灵的书籍哈。
So the dowry is just a spiritual book, a Christian book.
Yeah, 那他们生下来第一个孩子，结果这个第一个孩子这个 Mary 是一个女孩，是个瞎眼的，生下来就瞎眼。
So the first daughter Mary is was blind.
所以本来生活就困苦，这样就难上更难。
So it is become harder in life.
那么事情还不仅如此哈。
Not only that.
那后来他被英国当局给抓到监狱里去。
And the British government put him in jail.
不过这个罪名你听起来现在觉得蛮可笑。
You may feel funny from today's point of view.
叫非法讲道。
The crime is preach illegally.
因为在英国当时讲道你要有执照的哈。
So back then you need to have license to preach.
他没有学历啊，他哪么会有执照啊？
He doesn't even have the proper education, so he wouldn't have a certificate to preach.
所以在这个情况他一坐监狱就是十几年。
And he was in jail for ten plus years.
那么后来他被放出来之后第二次又被抓进监狱去。
And after release, he was put in jail the second time.
罪名还是一样。
The same crime.
非法讲道。
Preach illegally.
所以他一生活了60岁啊。
So he lived for about 60 years.
他最好的年华的那段时间，他是在监狱里度过的。
So the best of his life is in jail, in prison.
监狱里没有什么，就一本圣经。
There's nothing to read but the Bible.
他就把圣经从头到尾读了很多的遍。
So he read through the Bible many times.
但是正因为如此啊。
But because of that.
他在监狱里写了一本书。
And he wrote a book.
这本书的名字叫《天路历程》。
And the name of the book is
The Pilgrim's Progress.
Yeah.
那这个基督徒的名字就是叫约翰啊，班扬哈。
So his name is John Bunyan.
那么也有翻译成本人约翰的哈。
John Bunyan.
那么这本书呢，是在全世界翻译成很多种的语言。
So this book has been translated into many different languages.
是仅次于圣经流传最广的一本书。
It is the second to the Bible that been very popular among in the world.
弟兄姐妹，我愿主赐给你们平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, I want the God to give you peace.
不论是在我们所遇到所谓的好事，
whether it's in the good things，
或是所谓坏事的时候。愿神坚固你们的信心。
May God strengthen your heart.
在我们所做的一切事上，我们来荣耀他。
In all things we do, we glorify Him.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you.
因为你是恩典、怜悯跟慈爱的神。
Because you are a God with grace and love.
你赐给我们的祝福，没有人可以夺走。
There's nothing, no one can take away the blessing you have given us.
在这个世界上虽有苦难。
In this world there may be suffering.
但是你的恩典够我们用。
But your grace is sufficient for us.
我们感谢你在耶稣基督里所赐给我们永恒的盼望。
So we thank you for the eternal hope in Jesus Christ.
为我们在座的每一位，我们都仰望在你的手中。
We lift up each and every one of us into your hands.
人生的脚步，我们恳求主你亲自的带领。
We ask you to guide each and every one of us.
保守我们行在你的旨意当中。
To help us to walk in your will.
祝福我们的人生。
Bless our life.
愿我们能够活出耶稣基督的样式。
So that we can live out the be the imitator of.
使我们在所遇到的一切事上，我们都可以荣耀你。
So in everything we do, we glorify you.
我们也再一次为圣塔芭芭拉的华人布道会，我们交托在主的手中。
And again, we commit the church Santa Barbara Evangelical Free Church into your hand.
我们感谢你兴起你的儿女来建立这个教会。
We thank you for lifting up the brother and sister who's starting up the church.
我们求主你祝福这个教会。
May you bless this church.
保守这个教会的领袖。
Save and keep the leaders of the church.
你也亲自祝福他们手上所做的工。
Bless the things they are in their ministry.
愿主借着这个教会，使多人可以得蒙主耶稣基督的恩典。
So there are many may be receiving the grace of Jesus Christ through this church.
愿福音在这个地区的华人当中可以广传。
May the gospel may be spread out within this community.
愿主在教会所做一切事上能够彰显你的荣耀。
So in everything this church does can glorify you too.
我们谢谢你垂听我们祷告。
We thank you for you listening to our prayer.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.